In conclusion, dear brethren, we just wanted to say thank you to all of you for your expressions of love and devotion, sacrifice. The many brethren that came and served us, the speakers that gave wonderful lessons for us. Each one had a unique way of presenting something that was appealing to someone or many here at the convention. And undoubtedly that's what Paul said, that every body member contributes something to every other body member. So we appreciate the first lesson that was given here by Austin Williams, and that was really a lesson of love that Stephen had in his defense of what he believed to be the truth. And the lesson also that through the death of Stephen, wonderful blessings emerged for Paul. Saul came into the truth, and what a wonderful progress was made there in proclaiming the gospel at the beginning and establishing that church. The second lesson was Brother Wade Austin. We called upon him and he was able to fill in nicely, so we truly are appreciative of that. He's not here now, but we do thank him for his service. And he talked about the ways of God, and he brought in the different things from the Bible about the Word of God, how it operates and how reasonable it is, how logical, and how we all benefit from the ways of God. Brother Frank Nemish spoke on watch and pray, very important lesson. Recorded Matthew 26:4 and on. And that lesson never fades, does it, brethren? We need to pray, as Brother Tim brought out, the closing prayer ended Jesus' earthly ministry here on earth, and closing by prayer. So we all need to pray more and more. Thank you again for Brother Frank's lesson on that. Brother Tim Krupa spoke on taking care of the spirit of begettal. Brought up many concepts of truth and how that operation of the Holy Spirit, once one is begotten, begins to function in our lives, begins to work to change us. And not only is the beginning of a new life, but there's also the danger of marring it, or what was the word you used, of maybe damaging it. So we have to be careful, and if you do damage it, we can rectify it by taking the proper steps. So the brethren appreciated that very much. Brother Austin on part two spoke on Ruth, that wonderful Moabite woman, a Gentile woman, but truly became highly respected and loved by her mother-in-law Naomi, and how she became the lineage leading to the birth of Christ through David and so on. I think she became David's mother, grandmother, great grandmother, or something. But wonderful lessons in there, and how she was able to carry on this, and how Boaz, the kinsman, purchased her, married her, brought four children, so on. And beautiful lessons, anatypically, of Jesus and purchasing the human race. He became the kinsman redeemer of the human race. Brother Randy spoke on proofs. We have the truth, and we all need a reminder of these truths. We can't take them for granted. They are so precious and so wonderful, and yet we can identify them so easily, and how they so much differ from the nominal system. When you hear a preacher on TV or on radio, almost after the second word, you already see that it's not truth. you know, immediately that. But here, when we hear the truth spoken, how beautiful it is, and we want to keep that truth in our hearts always. Then we had Brother Tim on the School of Christ, a wonderful lesson. And Brother Ryan said that was the second best talk he ever heard. Well, you know, that's why I said earlier that, you know, everybody has their own... I shouldn't have said that. But we all appreciate it, being in the School of Christ, being reminded that we are in the School of Christ, and it suddenly becomes a really serious matter that we are on trial, we are being tested, we are being tried from every standpoint, and so we need to take care, pay careful attention to what we do daily, and there was a number of areas that Brother Tim covered, I don't know how many covered, there's a long list here, and so on, so we appreciated that lesson very much. And Brother Nemish spoke again on the manifold wisdom of God this morning, touching on the importance of knowledge, getting the wisdom that cometh from above, which really is first pure, peaceable, gentle, and so on. And this is what he brought out in his lesson, that wisdom of the world is really not what we want. We want the wisdom of God, and that wisdom will direct us. And that wisdom really is the principal thing. I had a few more written here, but I can't find them. Brother Homer spoke on the theme text, you remember, and beautifully brought out that theme text in Isaiah 25:1, and covered nicely for the church as well as for the world of mankind. I think I missed one here somewhere. Pardon? The Ghana Report. Right. That was just a wonderful presentation of the brethren in Ghana, Nigeria, and so we have a little different perspective of what is going on amongst the brethren in that country, and I think we begin to appreciate the privileges we have, and the brethren that serve those brethren in Nigeria and Ghana. Many American brethren devote a lot of their time and attention to that area as well as India, so we truly want to remember these brethren and remember their faithfulness. We'd like to thank the sisters who played the piano so wonderfully and other instruments, and not going to name just all who were involved in whatever way you served here. We truly appreciate your service. And I think the greetings were sent from this convention already, but we'll do it again. All would love to send greetings from this convention from now and from all the time, wherever you go. Thank you. And a number of brethren from here are going to the general convention. And most of our family, I know Ben and Sue are going, we are going, Ryan and Lisa are going, and I'm not too sure who else, but some of the brethren that serve here will be there. So, but the brethren just like to send their love to the general convention, and this can be conveyed back to them. And so thank you for that. In Numbers, it says 6:20. I'll begin with verse 22. Then the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall speak or bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine unto you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. And we want to leave this little benediction or this message here of how the Lord bless the nation of Israel with you as you part from this place. Closing, beautiful closing words. And may we go with these thoughts in our minds. We'd like to now also, I think there's be a little meal, leftovers, whatever's left. I think the brethren are serving, right? Yep. So make sure you stay for that. you don't have to go home right away. We can stay here. We love you all. We enjoy so much your presence. It's just been a wonderful convention. How can you give expression to... I'm going to get lost here. So we'll have to end with that. We thank you so much. 64, brethren, we'll close with 64. If you want to stand, you can stand at this closing hymn, and if you want to say goodbye to each other as you, depart, whatever, it's fine. Thank you.